And now for today's commentary. It's a Messenger that makes the difference. Joe Lieberman, Al Gore's running mate, talks about religion and God all the time. He calls for a place for faith in America's public life. What does that mean? In City Hall, in the schools? I thought the courts put a stop to that. No prayers at football games, no prayers at graduation. In the next breath, Senator Lieberman says he supports a separation of church and state. At this point, the press, as perplexed and amazed as they are, they haven't chosen to attack him. But what if we had a different messenger? What if the messenger were Pat Robertson? Remember a couple of presidential races back when Robertson won the Iowa Republican caucus? We all know that if he were running with George W. Bush, the press would be all over him for mixing politics and religion. If he were the messenger, they would shoot the messenger. No way would the press listen to a Christian conservative mix religious teachings in a political campaign. The same people supporting Gore today are the ones challenging prayer at football games. They're the ones trying to kill the 59 Ohio motto of "In God all things are possible." Should we look for them to attack Senator Joe Lieberman? Not a chance. He's running with Al Gore. And that's the ultimate hypocrisy. Having made my point, I don't think it's all bad. It's not all bad. Maybe now, all of our faith-based institutions, our political leaders, and others will be inspired and given a chance to provide moral guidance and standards to live by. Maybe Joe Lieberman has opened a door that others could not open. And I am John Block from Washington.